Are you single and trying to meet new people through online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe you'll be checking your date site inbox one day, and a message will come in saying that you are the first profile she's ever responded to because, well, just reading it, she knew right away you were perfect. Maybe you'll agree to meet, and she'll be stunning, and laugh at all your jokes, and she'll say you're even better looking in person, and you'll fall in love. And it will turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress, too. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't use computer algorithms, it uses matchmakers. Real live people who are going to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Things that
guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
For details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
For me, it's about the state and getting the All-Star game down here. I think that's the primary takeaway. For me personally, I got to cut my teeth up in Tampa Bay, and I'm eternally grateful to that group for permitting that to happen. But I'm only sitting here based on the efforts of the 2016 Chicago Cubs player,
who by winning last year's pennant allowed Joe Maddon to be the National League manager in tonight's All-Star game in Miami. But it's been a weird first half for the Cubs. None of the World Series participants made the All-Star team. The lone Cub player on the squad is Wade Davis. Maddon is going with Max Scherzer as his starting pitcher tonight. The American League counters with Chris Sale, who is making his second consecutive start in the game. Last year with the White Sox, this year with the Red Sox. Sale and Scherzer are 1-2 in baseball in strikeouts this season. The American League has won 4 straight All-Star games and is 16-3-1 over the last 20 years. Avi Garcia is the only White Sox player in tonight's game. Meantime, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says Wrigley Field is in the mix for an upcoming All-Star game. Michael Jordan joining the group led by Derek Jeter that's trying to buy the Miami Marlins. NBA, the Bulls face Washington in Summer League action tonight. Yesterday, the Bulls shot just 22%. From the field in a 20-point loss to Atlanta. Cameron Payne has left the Summer League because of family reasons. Tennis, Venus Williams back in the Wimbledon semifinals for the 10th time in her decorated career. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. The feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT. Home, safe home. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is Friday at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Osteo Relief Institute, specializing in non-surgical knee pain relief treatment.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Truth be told, I looked at it pretty closely, and listen, I have a ton of respect for Mr. Kershaw also, but if you just broke down the numbers, I thought, I'm just being honest, I'd already chosen Max based on what I just read numerically. It's hard to argue. Kershaw's had a wonderful year. Listen, this guy, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer, just says this guy's probably going to be too. But if you want to know my honest opinion, and I'm giving it to you right now, based on the numbers, I thought this was the right way to go.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on our live video stream at watch670thescore.com, and also on Facebook Live, brought to you by American Needle. American Needle is a true Chicago original. Buy local from American Needle.
We go to the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. And we welcome Marlins beat reporter from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, Tim Healy. He's on Twitter at Tim B. Healy. Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Good. Fun times down there. I'm watching the red carpet. Some very stylish young men are arriving and enjoying themselves after a rip-roaring home run derby last night. What's the vibe around the ballpark?
It's pretty exciting. You know, it usually Marlins Park has its reputation as being quiet and not full or anything, but last night, for sure, and I'm sure tonight again, was nothing like that. Everybody was really into it, and even now, we're talking, you know, 4 hours before game time, there's a lot of buzz already, a lot of moving bodies, a lot of preparations going on, so it's a lot of fun.
How does Miami feel about baseball? You know, because we understand there's a lot of transplants there. It's a warm weather southern city where a lot of people go to retire or move for job opportunities if they're out there, and then you probably take your team with it. And we've seen that in Tampa. We've seen that in Atlanta. We've seen that in Miami where guys and girls go root for their road teams because that's their actual home team that they grew up around. But since Jose Reyes and Mark Burley and Ozzie Guillen, the Miami / Florida Marlins hasn't been a destination for watching baseball. How has the town embraced the entire thing that is baseball over the last few years?
You're right. It's a lot of transplants, and which means a lot of visiting fans when anybody else is when Cubs, Cardinals, Mets especially, those fans draw big at Marlins Park. But in terms of how Miami and South Florida feels about the Marlins and baseball, it's hard to differentiate that interest with how they feel about owner Jeffrey Loria, who is largely despised here for, you know, some legitimate reasons, some maybe less so. But that's why, you know, one of the most interesting things about this impending sale is what will the baseball culture in Miami be like next year, in 5 years, in 10 years? And we won't really find out, I think, how Miami feels about baseball until we get some distance there.
What about the idea of being suckered into that park? You know, there are some people who sort of like some of the aspects there, and there are people enjoying some of the quirks, but the fact was that they hung that one on taxpayers. I don't know if a deal like that, if appropriately transparent, would fly in a lot of cities these days. And this was one of those that was pointed to that's saying, look, this is what owners do to fleece taxpayers for some of these free deals.
Yeah, it was ugly then, and it's ugly now. Time really has not helped that, especially in recent weeks with the baseball world descending upon Miami. So many of the stories you read are, Marlins Park being the showcase or the baseball world chance to really see Marlins Park, which, oh, by the way, was funded largely by taxpayer dollars and is going to cost taxpayers about $2 billion probably when it's all said and done. So it's still kind of hanging there, especially now that Jeffrey Loria is probably going to cash in big with the sale of the team, which, you know, probably more than $1 billion when it's all said and done. And, a value that high largely because of the new ballpark and commitment to the city.
What is the opening in terms of business and travel to Cuba done to that area, and how it has affected how people feel about baseball, if anything?
I don't think that's really moved the needle too much, at least right now, with the whole traveling to Cuba legally thing being relatively new. Of course, with the large Cuban-American population here, I think the fact that when Fidel Castro died, there were parades in the streets. It says it all. People are proud to be Cuban for sure, but the sentiment toward the regime and the Castro family is obviously not a good one. So, in terms of that changing over the long term, probably eventually, but not really right now too much.
When you refer to the baseball culture, how much of the idea of going to a game in Miami when people say, look, let's grab tickets, let's go. How much is contingent on the team being really, really good? How much is an individual star like Giancarlo Stanton? And how much is it that people just, that there are enough people that just love baseball that, will look for any kind of a hook to go?
I don't think there are enough people that just love baseball to come no matter what. I think the fact that the Marlins are last in the league in attendance this year again says it all. They've been last in every year except their first at Marlins Park. So that's 2013 onward. Attendance is lagging. It doesn't help that the team has been bad all of those years and
right.
is really underperforming to their own expectations again this year. And really, who wants to go to the ballpark and see a losing team? That's not too much fun. But that's why, you know, among the many questions moving forward for the Marlins in the big picture is, will Miami support a winner? And it's easy to say yes on paper, but hopefully we get to find out if that's the reality sooner rather than later.
Tim Healy from the Sun Sentinel joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show, talking a little bit about the All-Star game and the festivities. And would you kind of summarize the Miami feel as an entertainment slash event town? And if you are the event, then people will go? Because I that's what I would depict Atlanta as, I mean, being in Atlanta for a couple of years, where if the teams are good and it's an event, then people will go. But if not, then there's so much to do in terms of nightlife and food and all the other things that you can get into in that town. Is it the same way in Miami where you have to fight to be the event? We saw it with the Miami Heat for 4 or 5 years. You know, we may see it if the Dolphins ever turn it around completely. Is that am I wrong in trying to depict it as an event town?
No, you're not wrong, and I'm a Miami transplant myself. And what I'm told is, I can't say I've witnessed it, but I'm told Miami's an event town, and that's sort of how this game was sold in terms of, you know, the narrative being nobody likes the Marlins, but, oh, Miami's an event town, so the All-Star stuff is going to be awesome. And the Derby last night was a lot of fun. People were really into it. The place got real loud. We saw it with the WBC in March. They sold out every game. Well, not every game, but a few of the games, which was impressive for Marlins Park. So I think it all comes back to the same thing. If you can turn Marlins game into an event like the Big Three Heat, then that's a lot easier to say, yeah, let's go to a Marlins game. It's an event. Granted, there are, of course, differences between basketball and baseball. Most significantly, the number of home games in a year, mm-hmm. which makes each one in baseball, you know, less important or less exciting, I guess. But, you know, whether Miami being an event town translates to baseball, we haven't really seen that in. We haven't tested that in well over a decade.
And they've got World Series banners. That's the other thing. It's crazy.
It's really weird. And, you know, we always hear about these big-name ownership groups. First, it's like it's Jeb Bush and Derek Jeter, and now it's Michael Jordan. I always laugh that we used to say how reviled Jeffrey Loria is, that nobody buys a ticket to watch owners own.
Right.
So even if you say, oh, yeah, it's Michael Jordan, but you know what? Like you say, it doesn't matter. That if somebody knows what they're doing and hires the right people and finds a way to make it cool again, it has nothing to do with how big a name it is at the very top of some you know, list of directors somewhere.
That's absolutely true. And as big a name as Derek Jeter is and as appealing as that sounds to have him, you know, potentially be the face of the Marlins as the controlling person, the ownership group, the most important thing is having somebody who either knows what they're doing or hires people to know what they're doing. There has been a lot of curious decisions, let's say, over the last few years, baseball-wise and otherwise, related to ownership. And in terms of trying to move on from that and get a clean slate sort of deal, it's important to just have a logical, sensible person. One name who isn't a big name and like by the team is a local billionaire, Jorge Mas, who is Cuban-American, like so many others here. He has a lot of money. Unlike the other bidders, he doesn't need some conglomerate, ever-shifting group of investors. He can do it probably on his own or close to on his own. So to me, he's got to be the favorite, and he would be a good move for the Marlins if Jeffrey Loria decides to go that route.
Tim, who's been the star of the last couple of nights out there in Miami? And I'm not talking about the home run derby. Like, who are people been like, yo, this guy is enjoying Miami and every, cause I'm watching Bryce Harper in his all pink suit. I'm watching Aaron Judge be a star in front of everybody with that great smile. Like, who's captured this moment the last couple of nights in your city?
Baseball wise, it's hard to say anybody other than Judge. Obviously, the derby was last night and he won it with ease. My favorite thing that he did was get jammed on one shot and it still landed in the upper deck in the opposite field. So that says pretty much all you need to know about Aaron Judge. But in terms of really enjoying Miami, it's kind of hard to tell because, for example, they had their annual red carpet parade sort of deal through downtown. And, well, it's really hot and humid in Miami, and everybody's working in the middle of summer. So let's just say there wasn't great attendance to what's supposed to be one of the hyped-up events of this All-Star Week.
I love the idea, too, of Pitbull as, like, the honorary, like, social chairman or, you know, like, right. he's always there.
Where's Trick Daddy when you need him? I mean, like, let's make this a complete thing here. We're the 305 boys. Where's Uncle Luke? Like, if we're going to have
it should be a
Chamber
rule,
of Commerce.
That's what I mean. Like you, well, welcome to Miami, and you're going to have to stop by Mr. Pitbull's office to get a special permit, and he's in a dale, and let you get on about your business.
What's up with the tucked-in jersey, too, Tim? Who did that to him?
Let me tell you that Pitbull's attire was not my decision last night, but if it was, I probably would not have gone with what he wore. But everybody loves Pitbull, or at least pretends to, or at least accepts the fact that he's from Miami. So him performing here last night was kind of hilarious. I don't know how many genuine, honest-to-God, Pitbull fans there are.
They're all 16, Tim.
Right. Well, but for everybody else, it's just sort of, Pitbull, you know, if this thing's in Miami, Pitbull's got to be involved somehow. It's just sort of, to me, become sort of a running joke, which I'm just so down for. I think it's hilarious.
It's kind of, it's really the equivalent of like Jim Nabors singing Back Home Again in Indiana at this point, right?
It's John Cougar Pitbull, right. Is what it is.
All right, well, Tim, this is fun, yeah. And I think tonight should be fun as well. There's a lot of talented, fashionable young men getting ready to bash those golf balls around once again, so we appreciate you taking the time to join us and giving us some insight.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
That is Tim Healy, Marlins beat reporter for the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
I was going to kind of sneak in another one there about a town not caring about a baseball team and then talk to you like, hey, you know, what would it feel like if a town just didn't give a damn about a baseball team?
No.
And then, yeah, then I started. But no, it's different, though. It's a lot different.
It is.
It's a lot different.
They're not as resentful. Like they're really, like when he paints that picture of having to change the baseball culture, there's some people who actively dislike them. You know, there was the whole
protesting outside after the Ozzie stuff. I mean, like,
that was the same three people at every protest, though. It really,
they had leaders,
but it was the same guy. It was that old Charles Manson looking guy with the drum.
You don't appoint a new leader if you're not leader,
right? That's why you're the Bulls. Right. I'm the leader. No, I'm the leader. Oh, the coach is the leader. No, the coach is a bad
gone
leader.
Now.
Yeah, everybody is going home to watch Family Matters. Is that what that is?
White Sox are not the Marlins level of apathy.
No, I totally agree. I didn't want to misrepresent that. You know, we've got a giveaway between now and 6 o'clock. We're going to give away an opportunity for a foursome with the cart to play around on either the beautiful Highlands course or the Brute course at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa.
Or the Brote.
Not course. The Brote, the Brute.
I have five of Brotes.
No, it's the Brute in the Grand Geneva Resort. Those are awesome courses. So you got to be listening if you want to win. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Top of the hour. Tell people what we're going to do and what they should stay tuned for the rest of the Bernstein and Goff life.
If you have been a fan in various time slots on the station of something was once called High Noon, it was once called The Second Half, an opportunity to do some quick-hitting stories back and forth, punctuated by sound effects, you will enjoy 4 o'clock in other news. we are going to do that to just give us an opportunity. Because you hate to get to the end of the show and you have things. Like, yes. Oh, I didn't have...
That's what it was this, about.
It just it gives you a place to do your...
To lay your things.
Your things.
I would love to lay my things somewhere.
Upon thee.
No, not on thee or upon thee, but I would... Oh, dude, this show. MLB Network just tweeted out the great All-Star moments, and of course, Ray Fosse is the first one, and now there's Randy Johnson being, throwing at John Kruk, and Ted Williams coming out on the golf court, and, you know, Mark McGwire being struck out, and Sammy Sosa being struck out, and the Cal Ripken moments, and all those things. Torrey Hunter, you know, being carried by Barry Bonds when he robbed him. Was that in Miller Park? Was that in Milwaukee when that happened? Yeah, the All-Star game has always been cool to me, and I've always, like, you know... I hipstered my way through the All-Star game a few years. I was like, all right, another year where I'm so angry about the All-Star game mattering, blah, blah, blah. I hate this. And then you see it and you're like, all right, cool. But I'm not a traditionalist or a, you know, one of these hardcore baseball guys. Like, I guess Mad Dog Russo went in this morning about the All-Star game being terrible.
And disgrace.
Yeah, everything sucking because of interleague play. I've always thought it was cool to see guys pitch against guys they don't pitch against for the first time, but the interleague play hasn't really hindered it much for me. You get to see the stars in one place.
And apologies to Altuve Nation. It came at me hard.
Well,
very, very
they
angry.
Should have.
Because if you go to baseballreference.com and you look at the credentials of the similar players, the most statistically similar players to Jose Altuve through age 26, you've got a handful of Hall of Famers. Number one most similar is Billy Hermann. Number two most similar is Ryan Sandberg.
Mm.
Number eight most similar is Roberto Alomar. Number nine, Paul Molitor. And number 10 is Pete Rose.
Cooking with gas. Danny,
those
old Danny baseball.
Those are your those are your similarities.
Yeah, this is why we put your feet to the fire every once in a while, Bernstein.
Jose Ryan is
yes.
Right there.
Yes, see, remember when people could have old school conversations like, "Hey, you think this guy's a Hall of Famer?" And Dan was like, "I don't know." And then all of a sudden, all those people pop up. You triggered something in them. And the baseball snowflakes out there who are there for one Jose Altuve, the diminutive one,
yeah,
the stumpy one.
The 312 says, don't forget secondhand news. I'm not forgetting secondhand news. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing. High noon, second half, secondhand
all
news.
All in the same ball.
A little bit of that. This is in that tradition, in that spirit, we will be doing in other news at 4 today and every day on The Score.
Baseball fans and food lovers, enter the Jewel Osco Take Me Out to the Barbecue contest to win passes for an exclusive cooking demo in CBS Radio's Culinary Kitchen with Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg.
Sandberg, oh! Deep left center. Do you believe it? It's gone!
Hosted by Lawrence Holmes. To enter, log on to cbschicago.com/BBQ.
I'm Bill Ryder with a CBS Sports Minute. The great gamble of the Houston Rockets is far from guaranteed, but it is the smartest thing you can do in the NBA if you're not lucky enough to be a part of the Golden State Warriors. Look, Chris Paul is not a slam dunk in the idea that pairing him with James Harden is a sure thing. Harden excelled as a point guard last year, an even more impressive version and vessel for what Mike D'Antoni does. Speaking of Mike D'Antoni, he's a brilliant basketball mind who happens to hate confrontation. It'll be a real problem if Melo becomes a part of that organization. Melo got him fired as a New York Knick. And yet Rockets GM Daryl Morey is right to be bold and to gamble because there's nothing else to be done. Failure awaits when you go up against the Warriors unless you try and reach for the impossible. And that means risking maybe everything in the quest to compete in the West. I'm Bill Ryder.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten furry... what is that? In the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein.
We're really talented and we're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't found a way to play consistent winning baseball, and we have a lot of talent, so that's frustrating. You know, to get better performances out of guys, you know, this isn't where we should be.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You came into Ellis Hall and interviewed and were not hired.
I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. Now, every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I did.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think, oh, these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This afternoon, it's the summer of the time offer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
The All-Star Game is a disaster. I don't know what they're going to do with it. The Home Run Derby took all the juice away. My 15-year-old was texting me all night about Judge 2. So the young kid likes the Home Run Derby. But the game itself, that's why I like the home field advantage thing to it. They put a little extra juice into it, and now they don't have any of that.
They put extra juice into it?
That is wrong on so many levels.
But hold
on. There's so many things wrong there.
Dan, that's like Dick Vitale down at the hotel lobby. Chris Russo right there. That ain't jazzed up, ready to go. Hey, Chris Rodgers!
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris. That's not the guy that's on MLB Network right now. That's like a tempered, like measured Christopher Russo.
Yeah, you weren't even sure it was Chris Russo.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. I thought she was going to play Mad Dog. All right. Well, welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
He's not always Mad Dog. Sometimes he's just Chris Russo.
He's like Silent Dog or just Chilling Dog.
He doesn't have his Mad Dog on, but I disagree with him. I don't think that it's the Home Run Derby has anything to do. There's not some finite amount of quote unquote juice.
Traditionalist.
Hey, there's
baseball historian.
There are plenty of really exciting and interesting young players, and if you're a fan of baseball, you're going to be watching the game, and it's all good. You know, I don't know who this guy is, and this guy's changed a bunch of teams. And what we heard before, that one caller, that guy Sam, who claimed to be only 31, after he paused for like 20 seconds to answer the question, "How old are you?" and he lied about how old he was to try to make himself sound more relevant. But the kids now don't care if you leave the hometown team, so what? It's okay. You can still be a fan of your team, and all that does is give you an attachment to a player elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Now you've had a history with that guy. You don't
When was that not a thing though? Like, I remember as a kid having guys, you know, like Sean Kemp was my guy as a kid. Derek Coleman was one of my first guys as a kid. Dominique Wilkins.
I was going to say, I loved Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah. Mike was the god, of course, when I was coming up, watched him every night on Sports Channel and all those things. But then when Dominique came to town, or when I got a chance to watch on, because of TBS, you know, watching the old Omni, watching Dominique do his thing and go to the line 20 times a game. That was like, when was having an out of town guy not a thing? I can't believe that's the case with baseball either. When fans were fans of Stan Musial, or, you know, when you got a chance to see Home Run Derby, even guys who watched TV in the 60s, who grew up in the 60s, you had Harmon Killebrew might have been your guy outside of being a Sox or
my guy
a
was
Cubs
George
fan.
Brett.
Yeah. Like, when is not having an individual player as your guy been like not a thing? I don't know if that's ever been a thing. Like, we talk about it now like it's been a thing, or the guys who get older, I remember when, but when has that not been
back
a thing?
Back when they were loyal.
Boy,
the Texans are just so mad. Players should be loyal to the... No, it's their job. They're not fans. They do it for a living. They're not fans. You should be loyal if you're a fan if you want, but asking a player to do that when it's his job and he's allowed to get offers from other teams is just dumb.
Scoreboard update.
3:31 for the Chicago Wolves update. Studio Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Truth be told, I looked at it pretty closely, and listen, I have a ton of respect for Mr. Kershaw also, but if you just broke down the numbers, I thought, I'm just being honest, I'd already chosen Max based on what I just read numerically. It's hard to argue. Kershaw's had a wonderful year. Listen, this guy, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer, just says this guy's probably going to be two. But if you want to know my honest opinion, and I'm giving it to you right now, based on the numbers, I thought this was the right way to go.
Don't tell Joe Maddon this one doesn't count. The Cubs skipper is the National League manager in tonight's All-Star game. He's going with Max Scherzer over Clayton Kershaw as his starter. Now, let's be honest. Kershaw pitched Sunday, so this wasn't much of a debate. Former White Sox ace Chris Sale is the American League starting pitcher. Unlike the last few years, home field advantage in the World Series will not be determined by the All-Star game. Here's what's at stake. Each winning player gets $20,000. The losing team, nothing. Wade Davis, the lone Cub representative, Avi Garcia, the only White Sox player. Michael Jordan will be a part of Derek Jeter's bid to try and buy the Marlins. NBA, a day after shooting 22% from the floor, the Bulls try to get their offense going tonight against Washington in Summer League action, but no Cameron Payne, who will miss the rest of the Summer League. He went home for family reasons. Tennis, for the 10th time in her career, Venus Williams has reached the Wimbledon semifinals. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic a winner, so he moves on to the quarters. At SEC Media Days, Florida football coach Jim McElwain was asked about that alleged shark photo. It's not him in the photo, but he was asked about it. Apparently was not happy. Said it hurt his family.
The shark hurt his family?
The shark slash photo.
Attention.
The people thinking that he was in the photo, even though he's not. The guy that looks like him is. It's not a very flattering photo.
Let's be honest. It is more than being in a photo. Guys,
it's a naked, obese white man
penetrating
humping a shark.
Yeah, no one really benefits from that picture. The shark, the person in it, it's the boat.
I'm thinking like a Bears reporter on top of Joe Thornton now for some reason.
Sort of jumping the shark, just not humping the shark.
Oh. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Banking is pretty much one size must fit all. If you don't fit, you don't matter. At Lakeside Bank, people do matter. So their products come in different shapes and sizes. They customize, tailoring their services to fit you. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. Grab a sub and a 32-ounce Pepsi at Jersey Mike's, and you could win the music trip of a lifetime. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is Friday at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
I can't believe you're not celebrating the Bulls' reacquisition of Justin Holliday.
These guys. All right. Before we get to that.
I can't believe it. I was making fun of Cody Westerlund. I guess he had like 16 straight tweets and quotes from Justin Holliday. Like he got a phone call from Kissinger or something.
He's grinding.
Like, I must tell you what this guy said. He's talking about being the leader.
Content, man. Content creator.
He was the first guy on the conference call. Brendan had it on the other studio.
Cody!
Yeah!
Hey, Justin. Cody Westerlund here. WSCR Digital. I want to ask you something. Who are you?
So now Cameron Payne and Chris Dunn both have to go home to watch Family Matters.
No. Chris Dunn is dealing with something. I don't know what Cam Payne is dealing with, but Chris Dunn is dealing with something.
I know Cam Payne is dealing with being bad. And that, I don't know if it's a family concern. The whole family brought him home and said, hey, look, you're terrible.
Top of the hour, I got something for you on that whole, whole rigmarole.
Well, I know they're trying to be bad.
But not there, though. Like, you don't get draft. You don't get more ping pong balls if you're bad in the summer league. Yeah. You don't get more ping pong balls if you can't play summer league ball.
Gar might not know that.
From that Joe Cowley piece, he doesn't know a whole lot. It's funny how Gar is all of a sudden in rebuild mode and has been for a while, and what he's been thinking.
Shortly after he said that Pau Gasol was an important part of the core.
Is there a person with less integrity in a more important position in Chicago sports right now?
Somebody who's harder to believe?
Who's built up less goodwill. And that's actually the guy who's going to be
less
covered.
Less goodwill?
Yeah, right. They're going to fire Vincent. They're going to hire less goodwill. Is there a person who's built up less goodwill that's in a position of power in the five major sports teams in this city? Not even close, right? Ryan Pace still, he's got a NA right now. Right?
Yeah, Ryan Pace.
Theo, World Series.
Certainly might have put himself out there.
I got you.
Mitch Trubisky thing. I'm all in, guys.
Well, we're not there yet, though, right? Jed Hoyer and Theo, they're golden until next year when the Cubs fans come with their pitchforks and torches and they go to Pitchfork.
Hey, you've got to check the Bernstein and Goff Twitter feed, by the way.
No, I don't want to.
There is a 4-second video of campaign.
Dude.
It's not as good as the Shea McClellan vine of him making 7 different mistakes on one play.
He looks like the blind kid.
Yes.
Anything's possible.
It's still bad that like once a month I watch the blind kid playing football. Have you ever seen that?
You guys are not enough.
That's what that drop is. That's the anything is possible drop. Yeah.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, every like once a month, because I'm a bad person, I'm like, all right, let's fire this up. I haven't laughed today.
All it says is not the best day for campaign.
Jesus.
Just,
I haven't seen this yet. No. Oh, my God. What is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
He faked himself out. Yeah, he's vibrant Marcus Teague.
Yeah, he's like in your face Marcus yeah. Teague.
If Marcus liked talking or had a tongue or brain, or
if I only had a tongue, right,
like that would be campaign. He's so nice. I hear like he's super nice to everyone. The attendants. The ball boys and
nice
the ball
is,
girls.
Nice is good.
Yeah, I always say nice is one of the most overrated things you could tell somebody during a job interview. I'm really nice. Can you do the job or not?
Yeah.
Other than that,
he had a couple of these throw ahead passes too.
Pushing the ball up
to nobody.
Well,
you can't just push the ball up if no one is getting the ball.
He's doing what he'll do in a game and with better players.
That's what he's showing. Right. Saying like, yeah, well, look, the starters,
that ball's going to D. Wade in the game. D. Wade knows where to be.
That's one of the games where D. Wade has decided to be hurt. That's the other thing. You see this one? Now Fred thinks that he's going to be the leader?
Yeah. They don't know that Dwayne is going to be incognito this entire season. Dwayne is going to be moving wine and selling shoes.
I don't think you can say that.
Why can't I?
Although that is a great name for
it. Like, hold on. All the things I was born with the ability to be able to say that.
That is a great name for like a high-end Cabernet blend, like a Bordeaux blend.
Welcome. Summer blockbuster.
In 97.
A 10-time All-Star.
You've never heard.
A 3-time NBA.
You've never heard the term incognito?
I have not.
I've never heard that.
But that's.
Shep, have you ever heard that?
No, I'm from Cole City.
But that's a big.
Tannehill's been a.
That's like Opus One or Insignia or.
97.1.
What's the Franciscan one? Magnificat? Like one of those, you know, high end.
Get your
Bordeaux
nice bloody incognito.
Right, exactly. But it's $95 a bottle.
Incognito?
I have not.
Really?
But I see.
That's what Dwayne is going to. Dwayne's going to go down the schedule, pick out.
That's what I said. It's like he wrote it's like a patella tendonitis, shoulder hurts.
Oh yeah, New York got great food. I'm going to New York.
Mild concussion.
Right. Yeah, like
plantar fasciitis.
You're going to get 47 to 55 games out of Dwayne next year, and he's going to get all $24 million of his dollars because they're not going. They're like, hey, Dwayne, can we maybe 9, 10? As far as the buyout, 24.
Can we negotiate? Yes, we can.
24.
How about 13? 24. Yeah, 24.
They have a special number. They call it, and Dwayne just answers. Hey, how you doing? This is Dwayne. Hey, Dwayne, how you doing? We can move it up to 15 and a half. 24.
Just still not 24. The phone call over.
24. Like he just answers in a different language every time. Like you call up and you're like, "All right, Dwayne, we've talked to everybody, we've talked to our partners, we've never done this for a player before.
We're really stretching out on this one as far as the cap ramifications go.
17 and a half is as much as we can go.
Really, 17? Yeah, 24. And
Dwayne goes, "Okay, Google, how do you say 24 in Russian?" And then it pops up for him. Because Dwayne's going to get all 24.
Or he actually, if he gets really subtle and dryly funny, he actually plays the theme music from 24.
Like, he just has, like,
right, and a guard, doesn't quite understand it, and then like after, oh,
that's what it is. Yeah. Oh, I got you. Right. I am flabbergasted by the fact that all these people are texting up laughing that you've never heard the term incognito before. Oh my goodness. See? Brought you a little something today.
Apparently, it was an early Ludacris album.
Yeah, well, more than that. I mean, this is something you're given at your first barbecue. And you're like, all right, and like look at James over there. He's showing up incognito. He's trying to act like, I know what happened to you last week, James. Them scratches ain't get on your neck by playing ball. I know what happened to you. Like, yeah. Yeah. All right. So there it is.
Are people being attacked by squirrels in the hood?
Just saying. All right. So, man, I did not know that was a thing that hadn't been discovered yet.
I love it.
Well, this isn't one of the high-level secrets, so we're good. We're good.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. And at the top of the hour, we're going to do In Other News. That's a WBBM guy who says news.
We should probably have him do a drop for it.
Their big voice guy, I don't even know where he works out of, right?
Probably
my God, I forgot.
Probably West Virginia.
What's
up?
There was a guy on one of the texters who was like unhinged and like five or six texts in a row.
Oh, yeah, those kind of dudes.
Yeah, and it was all about like, they have to get this Mitch Rosen off the air. And I texted back and I said, I think you're confused. Who do you think is Mitch Rosen? And he said, the guy that does the promos on every show.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you on your way out.
He thought Mitch was Big Voice Guy.
Wow.
And I said, you know, I texted back and I said, I'm sorry, but you're a little
your bubble here.
Confused. And no, Mitch is the program director and he's in the office down the hallway. I don't even know that guy's name, but that is the CBS Sports Radio big voice guy. And he does.
He just wanted to take a shot at Mitch. Locally, is that what it was?
Or he does Fox 32. But this guy was convinced.
That was Mitch?
Yeah. That it was like, no.
Two different flavor profiles when it comes to the
voice. I started laughing. I just picture like, how did that guy start to think that?
Yeah, you can usually hear Mitch, you know, from down the office dumping things on Can't Do It. The screams and the shrieks. You can hear him actually through the studio, but no, that's not Mitch.
No,
I'm not sure what you want of these, but let's see. Edward Dickman. Yeah. Edward Dickman. Edward Dickman. Dick Sports. Dick Sports. Dick Sports.
You know what?
Hubarkish.
He's got the best job in the world.
You know what, though? You're opening up a summer full of fun now that I know I can go five times hard on those kinds of things. Because I go twice
hard. Those are actual people, though.
I've said names before, and then I look back there, and you're like, you're playing double dutch with the dump button. All right, we're good now. I'm aware this is going to be a fun summer. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Top of the hour, got something new for you. Hanging out in other news right here on the B&G Show, 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, midday. On the Score.
Theo Epstein.
We're really talented and we're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't found a way to play consistent winning baseball, and we have a lot of talent, so that's frustrating.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago.
Hey, happy birthday. No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taken off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renters Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity. You know what you need to do. You need to take your internet to the next level with Xfinity XFi. It'll change the way you Wi-Fi with a whole new way to personalize and control your home network. With XFi, you can set up your home Wi-Fi and be online in a matter of minutes. You can find your Wi-Fi password without having to put in, you know, like secret missile launch codes. And also, you can know who's online, which is very, very important to anybody out there who has maybe a spouse that is online too much. But more importantly, kids. You know, you can set your parental controls and bedtime schedules
schedules to ensure your kids access appropriate content at the right times, and troubleshooting issues. You don't have to stay on the phone all day long, or you don't have to go through some tech guy who's speaking the jargon that you don't understand. It's right there for you on your screen, and you can control it from your X1 Xfinity box. It's the perfect thing for you. If you're doing Wi-Fi and you're doing it through Xfinity, upgrade to XFi right now. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Of course, Xfinity Internet is perfect for everybody, so be sure to call right now. 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com and make the switch to Xfinity Internet today.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You came into Alice Hall and interviewed and were not hired.
I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. Now, every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I did.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think, oh, these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, there are over 150 million asteroids in our solar system. But all it takes is one to end our world.
This asteroid is a planet killer.
And only a few will have the courage to stop it.
We're not waiting for the government to save us. We have to save ourselves.
How far would you go to protect the planet?
I want to live before I die.
Salvation, premiering CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Location, see manager for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's Bernstein and Goff Show. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Top of the hour. We're going to talk a little in other news. It's going to be a segment that we'll be doing daily. Probably not on Bears Mondays, but
both of my stories,
it's a mashup.
Both of my stories, each one involves sports and an animal.
Sports? Is there a sports animal?
It's not the sports animal. No. Each one involves it's a different sport and a different animal in each one of them, but they're interesting for different reasons.
I've got some takeaways from summer league basketball. And what your actual takeaway should be from them?
Takeaway should be you declare that you have family issues and you go home.
Hold on. There's some things that you can take away. And also, we kind of touched on it earlier, but the lucky question that is getting ready to pop up on some people. And I got some Marlins Jordan Jeter thoughts as well. So, you know, and I'm a big fan of Marlon Jordan Jeter.
Has Jordan sold his Highland Park house yet, or is it still just sitting there moldering?
Sure. I'm probably.
I was wondering because we were driving by there last week.
23 on the gates,
and because we were right there to get from our hotel, we stayed up there with the team up at Marriott Lincolnshire, and then to get to the ballpark at Westridge, we sort of took Ridge back there, and I kept thinking, you know, I said this
It's not updated enough. I mean,
no, and who,
the size of it is one thing, but it's not new millennium rich.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of wood.
It's cheesy.
A lot of leather, a lot of, you know.
Yeah, a lot of red.
Yeah, not very clean sight lines. Yeah.
Right.
I think you could have a company come in there and kind of
the people don't want to
buff out and kind of suck out all the cigar smoke situation.
Do you know how long it took Frank to sell his place?
I know somebody who bought a certain quarterback's house,
mm-hmm.
and there was a room full of nothing but cigarette butts and vodka bottles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she bought it, and she was like, "This guy," and I was like, "Well, it's kind of on you. It's kind of on you that you didn't check every single room."
Don't buy Robert Swift's house.
Well, yeah,
those stories about that tragic guy with the guns and the Four Loko cans and animal waste everywhere.
Well, you drink Four Loko, you're a next level thug or badass, whatever you want to call it. Your next level in terms of what you are willing to get done when you are popping Four Lokos, which is pretty much like what? All alcohol. The old school Four Lokos, too. Not these new school, you know, FDA joints. I don't even know if they still sell them, but Four Loko used to be just all alcohol and caffeine, pretty much.
And sugar.
Poison. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
and members of Poison.
and the song Poison by BBD.
They're still going. They're trying.
Well,
a little pot-bellied and, you know,
a little crackish.
Some hairline.
Ralph Tresvant. Well, the BET Awards the other night, you know, that was, I was looking forward to the New Edition thing, and then the New Edition thing, you're like, oh, this is the celebrity game New Edition kind of situation there, where Bobby Brown's out there looking like your uncle who you don't want to borrow any money
it's
from.
It's not just that. Some of the Belle Biv DeVoe lyrics now, when you really listen to what they're saying, you're kind of like, ew, this is criminal.
Did you feel that way then?
Well, we noticed it, and we sort of was like, is that okay for them to say adolescent? How you doing? Fine, she replied. And it was like, yeah. Because when I first heard it, I thought it was had a lesson. And then I listened to it again, like, nope, he's saying adolescent. Yeah,
you go back and listen to a lot of lyrics from things that came out in the 70s and 80s.
How about the people singing Sweet Caroline? And he's like, touching you, touching me, and she. How old was she?
What's the stalker song that every time I'm getting
every breath you take?
Yes,
by the
every
police.
Time I'm getting my hair cut, my barber over at Three Sinks, my guy Howard, he likes to put on vinyl, so he'll throw on a record, and it seems like Every Breath You Take has played the last two times. I'm like, bro, you keep
creepy
playing
as hell.
It's a stalker song.
It is.
Yes, every move you make.
Every breath
you take,
I'll be watching.
I'll be watching you. Yep. Not only that, don't you
That's
see?
Sort of like, what is it?
You belong to me.
Yes.
He's like, hey, let me tell you something.
If no one can have you.
Yep. He's just
What's
telling
the
you?
Other one? There's one by Death Cab for Cutie called I Will Possess Your Heart.
Well, that's pretty recent, though, right? Death Cab for Cutie has been around
for it's the same kind of
a
thing.
Decade now?
It's the same kind of thing, though. It's like you listen to it, it's like, oh, it's a love song. They're like, no, that's not really a love song. This is sung from the point of view of a crazy person.
Dirty D's Done Dirt Cheap.
Well, that's a joke, though. That's based on, Dirty D's Done Dirt Cheap is based on the business card from Beanie and Cecil. The old cartoon
not
show.
Beanie Siegel?
No, not Bugsy Siegel. Oh, okay, Beanie and Cecil. Yeah, because it's you know, AC/DC. Contracts. High voltage.
Yeah, you go back and look at lyrics from
that song came out. We had no idea what the hell he was singing.
Of course,
like
it's kind of like
Dirty Deece and the Dunder Chief. What the hell does that mean?
It's kind of like a lot of rappers now with the mumble rap. The mumble rap situation that is, penetrated the genre.
Really? So now they're back to like early REM where they're being inscrutable on purpose?
Well, I think it's just they don't know any other way. I don't know if you've ever heard of, you know, Lil Uzi Vert or Future or some of these other guys.
I've heard of Future, but I haven't really heard of them.
Yeah. Try to understand some of the lyrics. He said it on Sirius XM not too long ago. Like, you have to understand, like, I can rap, but I am speaking to a lot of crack babies in this generation. A lot of people who have short attention spans. And
not like in a cool Keith way where it's just sort of
The Future makes hit songs and his kind of dope music, but yeah, the intricacy has been lost on a lot of people. But In fact, the guys like Kendrick and Cole and those dudes are still doing well. There's a place for everybody.
This segment brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Want to win a rockin' trip from Jersey Mike's and Pepsi? Stop in Jersey Mike's today to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com. We'll come back and we will do In Other News next on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show
on Epossible. And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell that home, you absolutely need an expert. You call the agent I would trust to sell my home, and that's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Here's a story about Amy's work. Dorothy and Terry chose Amy Kite when it was time to sell their Chicagoland home. And listen to what Amy's team did for them. 30 showings in 1 month of being listed. That's a lot, and that's how you build demand. The home sold for $4,000 over the asking price, by the way. Amy Kite is unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Not only are Amy's fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. If it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash, so you can't lose. Or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money down. I'm telling you right now, she is the realtor that I would trust, that you should trust, and that you should call. It's Amy Kite of 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881. Or Amy will sell your home.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly.